Chapter 1. Prompt and Circumstance.
So you want to write a book, or maybe a memoir, but you are staring at a blank page, wondering where to begin. One way to get the juices flowing, a prompt. Lee Seligman teaches at Keene State College and is author of A Pocketbook of Prompts. And yes, we field-tested it, and it is pocket-sized.
So it fits in your front shirt pocket or your back pocket or your breeches or your handbag or your backpack or whatever. And it's neat because then you can go anywhere. So if I'm out in the woods walking my dog, fun to have prompts. Or it's super great when you're standing in a queue somewhere.
Leaf has been collecting these prompts for years. She regards writing as a way to stir reflection and better understand the self. But a good prompt can also turn into something greater, a poem, a memoir, maybe even a novel. This chapter with Leaf Seligman was produced by Taylor Quimby.
What is one significant flaw you have? If you could change it, would you want to? Writing prompts give us a place to start. They're sort of like, I don't know, the toenails on my dog. You know, they give you traction. You're looking at the blank page going, where do I go? What do I do? Oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. And then you just have a prompt and it gives you a little grip. And then, like the dog, you can wander off in the woods. You can certainly leave the trail that the prompt might indicate that you're going to follow, but that's fine because that's its purpose. Its purpose is just to get you going. If you could choose the very last things you would see, hear, feel, taste, and smell before you die, what would they be and why? I think a good prompt needs to be open-ended and not too deliberate. So for instance, I have a question that says, if you could have a banquet of forgiveness, you know, who would you invite to it? Well, obviously a banquet of forgiveness is a metaphor, but banquet was just the right word because there's a kind of lushness. There's an abundance to a banquet. If for someone who's really attentive to every word, each word can be a doorway. And for someone who's less attentive to every word, but just goes right to sort of the heart of it and says, oh, okay, this is something about forgiveness, it's still useful. So I would say the most helpful prompts are the ones that have multi-layers. If you could go back in time, to what year, decade, or era would you go? Where would you go? What would you do? What intrigues you about that time?
Do you have a favorite? I mean, it's a hard thing if you've been.
Do I have a favorite prompt?
Yeah.
Actually, I do.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, my favorite prompt is to write your life story in 5 lines. And I think the reason the 5-line autobiography is my favorite prompt is because, one, it really invites a person to get to the essential matter of who are you and what matters to you. And also it changes. So I do that prompt over and over and over again. And over the literally probably 25 or 30 years that I've been playing with that prompt, my answers have really changed. And also it's a prompt that elicits from other people a kind of like, gasp, like, what? How can I begin to tell my life story in 5 lines? That's impossible. And I think, well, right, but it's about experiencing how you can find freedom in constraint. That if you only have 5 lines and you're constrained by that economy of prose, it really does force, it frees you to get rid of everything extraneous.
That was Leif Seligman, author of A Pocketbook of Prompts, speaking with our producer, Taylor Quimby.